Well, it's good to see some kids here this morning, and I don't know where we put the line on who's a kid and who's not a kid. Hands up if you think that you're still a kid at heart. Lord, as much. I brought some of these things along this morning. Do you know what these are? M&M's. Do you ever eat M&M's? You do. They're great, these little things, and it's interesting to know that God is with us at all times. If I can get the top of this thing off, we're sealed by the Holy Spirit in a sense, in the same way as we were sealed there, but we're all marked for a reason, for ministry, and we're all asked by God to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. And these things come in different colors, obviously different colors. And God has created us, each one. That means that we're unique and we're different from other people as well. But God wants us to tell others about Jesus, even if we've got a different way of doing it. Because not everyone is good at doing the same things. And we're all different from one another. And I'm just looking around this morning and I can see, yes, everybody is different. Mm-hmm. You see, people come in different colors. I've got to get the right ones out. A red one. Now, red people are hot and bold and competitive. Any of you a red person? I'm not going to admit it. That's one done. Some people are blue, and a blue person is calm and dependable and solid. Not physically, because I would qualify, but is anybody else here fitting into that sort of category? Was that you, Sharon? Was it you, Sharon?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, that's a shame. Well, wouldn't you? Some people are yellow, and a yellow person is a friendly person, a positive person, and a creative person. Surely we've got somebody here like that this morning.
Jackie.
Fiona's creative. Oh, Fiona's creative. I've already licked it, though. You can have one.
You
got to pick a yellow one.
I like
yellow. You like yellow? No, I'm not going to go over there. I'll get towed off. I'll have hers. Green. Is anybody green? Let's see if I can find a jolly old green one. Green people are organized and they're practical. Who's organized and practical?
Joey.
Joe is. I'll come to you later, Joe, but
I can take one down.
You can take one down, there we go.
I can be able
to. Margaret over here. Go on for Margaret.
Yeah. You can put the various you're special. Remember what the next colour was. Running out of colours. What's the next one? No? Orange. Better get rid of that. Suddenly going back on me. An orange person is assertive and outgoing. Anybody here assertive and outgoing? What that really means is they're stroppy. I don't know what the point of all this is. Let me just get back to the notes. The last one is brown. Oh, you wonder what it is. They're warm and trustworthy.
It's all of Waikiki Church.
Do you
hear me get all that, everybody?
Oh. Where'd you go? Pass them around. By the time we've run out of the jolly things, we'll know that some of the people here aren't quite trustworthy anymore, all that sort of thing. You see, God has a way of mixing our different backgrounds and our personalities and our gifts. We all come in different colours, but we're all unique and we're all individuals. The interesting thing about those M&Ms is that they're filled with chocolate. And that's the best part of them. And we are filled with God's love as we trust Him. And these M&Ms can teach us some things, just as they're all different looking on the outside, with the different colours. So God has created us all in a unique way. And we're all different, but we're all together in the body of Christ to build up that Christ. We are created to be filled. The M&Ms are filled with chocolate, which are quite nice. Found that one. And we're made to be filled with God's love, which is even better. Without the chocolate and the M&Ms, it's just a fragile shell and really of no taste. And even without God's love, we're fragile and we're empty as well.